Hi, this is John Clayton. We're all lucky to have WDCE-FM, and we've also got the University of Richmond, and we've got the Cool Jazz Set. But most of all, we're incredibly lucky to have its host, Paul Pierce. And here he is now.
Thank you, John Clayton, one of my good friends, one of my favorite bass players. Welcome, my good friends, all of you, to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. Tonight, we are remembering the great bassist Ray Brown. He would have been 90 years old this past Wednesday, and we will celebrate his life and his music tonight. He played with everybody and was a mentor to many of today's stars, including John Clayton and Kristen Korb and Diana Krall and Katie Thoreau and so many others. So we'll get started right now with a early recording. I think this was the first one that he actually did with Oscar Peters in 1949, and Ray would have been 23 and Oscar would have been 24. And this was live at the Carnegie Hall under the direction of the great jazz impresario Norman Granz, and I will let him introduce Ray Brown and Oscar Peterson. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the music.
Now for the second show, we have a surprise for everybody. Something which we couldn't advertise because we ourselves didn't know was going to happen. Up in Canada, there's been a very wonderful piano player. And all the bands that have traveled through Canada have heard him and raved about him. Today, he flew to New York to hear our concert. And I saw him in the audience, and I prevailed upon him to join our group. I think he's very wonderful. It's something you ought to hear because we think he's going to be one of the coming giants of jazz. From Canada, it's his first appearance in the United States, Oscar Peterson. It's really something wonderful. I suggest you give it your attention. In the company, Oscar will be right on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the great Milt Jackson on vibraphone with the Oscar Peterson Trio, featuring on bass the great Ray Brown. And that was Green Dolphin Street. And we're celebrating the great legendary bassist Ray Brown tonight, honoring his 90th birthday, which would have happened this week. And we miss him, but we have all of this music, and you'll hear a lot of it tonight. Up next, a nice recording he did some years ago with 1976, actually. This was done with Ella Fitzgerald and Oscar Peterson on piano, and of course Ray Brown on bass. And Ray was married to Ella for a few years back in the late 40s up into the early 50s. And they stayed real good friends, and they recorded and played and performed quite a bit together. So this is a nice recording from 1976 on the album entitled Ella and Oscar, and this is Midnight Sun, Ray Brown on bass.
Your lips were like a red and ruby chalice, warmer than the summer night. The clouds were like an alabaster palace, rising to a snowy height. Each star its own aurora borealis. Suddenly you held me tight. I could see the midnight sun. I can't explain the silver rain that found me, or was that a moonlit veil? The music of the universe around me, or was that a nightingale? And then your arms miraculously found me. Suddenly the sky turned pale. I could see the midnight sun. Was there such a night? It's a thrill I still don't quite believe. And after you were gone, there was still some stardust on my sleeve. The flame of it may dwindle to an ember, and the stars forget to shine. And we may see the meadows in December, I see white and crystalline. But oh, my darling, always I'll remember when your lips were close to mine, and we saw the midnight sun. We saw the midnight sun. We saw the midnight sun. The lips were like a red and ruby chalice, but midnight sun was shining.
And Bags Groove, a nice tune from the Night Train album, the Oscar Peterson Trio, featuring Ray Brown on bass and Thigpen on drums. And that was recorded in 1962 and a huge selling album. The Oscar Peterson Trio and Night Train. And of course, Bags Groove was written by the great Milt Jackson, which we heard just a minute ago. Up next, we're going to hear a trio that includes, of course, Ray Brown, who we are honoring tonight. But the pianist is Ahmad Jamal. And this is quite nice. This is Love Walked In.
Thank you.
And that was a nice quartet. Trombonist Mark Nightingale and the pianist Dotto Maroney. Jeff Hamilton, the drummer, and the great Ray Brown, of course, on bass. We're honoring Ray tonight. That's on the Mods record label entitled What I Wanted to Say. And it's entitled Don't Mention the Blues. And that was written by the trombonist Mark Nightingale. If by chance you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set on WDCE at 90.1 FM and streaming live at WDCE.org. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always an honor to be with you on these Sunday afternoons playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste. Tonight's show and theme is entitled Remembering Ray Brown, the Great Bassist. Celebrating his 90th birthday this week, he passed away back in 2001. In fact, he was supposed to have been the headliner here at the University of Richmond at the bass convention in 2002. And unfortunately, he passed away before that could happen. But the convention that year at the university was a week long. We had about 800 bass players in attendance with lots of great accompaniment, pianists like Bill Mays and so forth. And the theme of that convention was remembering Ray Brown, which we did, and did it a fine way, I might say, too. Okay, let's see. We're just going to move along here. This is Duke Ellington and Ray Brown. This is recorded, gosh, ways back, 1972. It's entitled This One's for Blanton, and of course, Jimmy Blanton, a great early bass player that Ray Brown thought a lot of. So Duke Ellington and Ray Brown recorded this album, and this is Do Nothing Until You Hear From Me. Thank you.
you're as sweet as can be. Just a glance at you meant love from the start. Oh, what a thrill came into my heart. Little boy, with your cute little ways, I am yours for the rest of my days. And this great big world will be divine. Little boy, when you're mine, oh mine. Shuffle the sheet. Shuffle that shit, dee, shitty dee dee. Shitty dee dee shit, shitty dee dee shit, shitty dee dee shabby down. Shuffle on a shit, dee dee, shadow, 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 shadow. Of my days, and this great big world will be divine, little boy, when you're mine, all mine. Little boy, when you're mine, all mine.
And Who Else by Diana Krall, from an album that Ray Brown did entitled Ray Brown Trio. Some of my best friends are the singers. And he featured some of his singers that he liked a lot. And obviously one of those was a very young and talented Diana Krall. In fact, Ray Brown was instrumental in putting the great John Clayton and Jeff Hamilton together with Diana Krall. And she became almost an instant success in huge demand, as you probably know, and travels on tours all over the world. And she credits Ray Brown with really getting her started. I think he heard her in a small club when she was like 19 or 20 or something. Anyway, he was a mentor to an awful lot of folks, including Diana Krall. Here's a nice recording that he did with another album entitled Some of My Best Friends Are the Guitarist, and he included a lot of the great guitar players on this, and one of them is Kenny Burrell, and I want to play this for you now. Fly Me to the Moon, Kenny Burrell with the great Ray Brown. Thank you. And that was the legendary pianist Hampton Hawes in a trio album that he did. Hampton Hawes at the Piano is the title of it, and it's on Contemporary Records, and it features Shelly Mann on drums and the great Ray Brown on bass, and that was Blue in Green, great Hampton Hawes. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is a Cool Jazz Set. We're bringing you a special show tonight honoring the great bassist Ray Brown. And we want to finish this first set, or this first hour, with a marvelous young, talented singer and bass player, although she only sings on this. And this is an album Ray Brown put together for her. It's entitled Introducing Kristen Korb, the great bassist and vocalist who has done so very well. He was a mentor for her and put her in touch with the Telok record label, and they put this album out. And she sings on this, and he plays bass along with his trio. So this is Miss Kristen Korb, Ain't Misbehavin'.
No one to talk with all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on that shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one that you love. I'm through with flirting, it's you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I'm home about it, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Play some blues.